All right, once again, we are so happy to have Sister Vanessa Orell speaking to us this morning. We love and appreciate Brother and Sister Orell. They are our youth leader and youth leader's wife. Also, Sister Vanessa helps us with our music. And also, she is a great example for our girls and our young ladies. With that said, I'm going to turn it over to Sister Vanessa now. Sister Vanessa.
Thank you, Brother Vic. It's always a privilege and an honor to be able to speak on these devotions to you. I love every single one of you guys in our church. And this morning, what has been on my heart really is just encouragement. And I hope at the end of this, someone will be encouraged, if not just a little bit, from what I'm going to speak about today. A lot of times in our walk with God, or sometimes, I shouldn't say a lot, sometimes in our walk with God, we can feel low or down or feel like we're just not worth anything, or we're not doing enough or even anything for God and God's kingdom. And we feel worthless. We feel like, what am I doing? I come to church. I go home. I take care of my family, or I do my schoolwork, I work, whatever it is, and go about my daily life, and I come back to church, and I go home, and it's just the same redundant over and over again. I'm not doing anything for God. I don't feel like I belong. I don't feel like I'm worth anything or that I matter, and I just want to say that every one of our people, every one of our saints that come to church, you guys matter, and we need everybody. Every one of us are important in God's kingdom, and though sometimes we don't feel like we're important, because we all get at that point where we just don't feel important, but I just want to encourage today saying that every one of you guys are important. I love every one of you guys, and I know our pastor and Sister Clark absolutely love every one of our people that come to church and are rooting for you guys and are behind you guys 100% and just want you guys to make it to heaven and to do right and to just be encouraged. And so Luke 12:6-7 says, are not 5 sparrows sold for 2 farthings, and not one of them is forgotten before God? But even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not, therefore. Ye are of more value than many sparrows. So God is saying here, even the sparrows are not forgotten. And you are way more valuable than a sparrow. And every hair on your head is numbered. That's how much God thinks about every detail and how important you are to God, that every hair on your head is numbered, your value and your worth. It's just beyond comprehensible on what you can think. And in Psalm 139:13-14 says, for thou hast possessed my reins, thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. This scripture meant a lot to me because it says that in my mother's womb, you knew me. God knew every one of us in our mother's womb. And I want to emphasize strongly that not one of you guys, not one of us, are a mistake. And God knows you. He knows where you're at. He loves you so, so, so much. And if you're going through anything, if you feel worthless, if you feel like you don't belong or you don't matter in the church or matter to God or to anybody, I want to say you matter. You're not a mistake. You were fearfully and wonderfully made by an almighty God who does everything on purpose. God makes no mistakes. He does not do anything by accident. Everything he does is with a purpose. And He made you with a purpose, and He made you for a purpose. And you have a purpose in God. God has a plan for every single one of our lives. And if you can just grasp anything today, it's that you have a purpose, and you may not know exactly, well, what is my purpose? What am I supposed to be doing? That's my struggle. I don't know what my purpose is. Philippians 1:6 says, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. God started a good work in you. He is faithful and just to finish it until the end. God is not slack concerning his promises. If you feel like God has given you a call, or God's given you a purpose in life, or a dream, or a vision of you doing anything, just know that God is faithful, and he will perform it in your life. You just have to be patient. You have to keep on walking the walk. Keep on standing your ground, and don't lose sight of what God has given you, because I promise he will do it. And you may not see it now. You may not see your horizon, but God will perform what he has promised in your life if you stay faithful, if you continue this walk, and if you just keep on holding on as hard as it gets and as bleak as it may seem, God will do it. There's one person that I know for a fact that has absolutely never, never, never failed me, and it is God. With trust issues, I've had so many trust issues growing up because of situations and things that happened to me in my life, and I had to battle with trusting people and opening up myself to people. But when I came to God, he is one that I knew for a fact. He will not fail me. He will not forsake me. And my full trust is in God. And you can rest assured that you can trust God with all your heart. And he will see you through your trial or whatever it is that you're facing. Another big thing is that's been on my heart concerning all of this and feeling worthless and not knowing maybe where you stand in God or stand in the church, if you're not, you feel like you're not doing much. It's been spoken over and over again, and we heard it again last night. Build yourself a prayer life. Get on your knees and find a prayer life with God. And if you don't know how to pray, if you're a new convert, or maybe you just haven't prayed in a very long time, ask God, teach me how to pray. The disciples didn't know how to pray, and they asked him, teach us how to pray. Teach us what we should say. And that's in everything in your life. If you're unsure of, there's many times I ask God, as all of you guys know, we just had a baby, and well, I've never been a mom before. So I'm constantly asking God, and even in my marriage, I'm asking God, God, teach me how to be a better wife to my husband. Teach me how to be the wife that he needs me to be. And it's now rolled over to my son. Teach me how to be the mom that my son needs me to be, a spiritual mom for him, somebody he can look to, somebody that he knows for a fact and for a surety that my mom is praying for me. And I know for a fact that many struggles in my life have been overcome, and I've been spared by different things because my mom was praying for me, and I want that for my son. And so ask God, ask him to teach you how to pray, ask him to teach you how to live for him, how to, you know, it seems so small and so insignificant, but it's not dumb, I guess you could say, to ask God to teach you how to pray if you don't know, or teach you how to live for him better. And everything in your life, just go to the Lord and ask him, and he'll show you. He will teach you. Either he'll, you know, directly show you, or he'll bring somebody in your life to speak to you and to mentor you, or through pastor, through the word of God, over the pulpit, through anyone who's preaching. You'll begin to hear different messages about what you're praying about. and say, oh, okay, that's what I got to do. I was just praying about that, that God would teach me and show me how do I do this or how do I overcome. And God will reveal it to you through his word. So build a prayer life. Prayer is so, so, so essential in our lives, in our walk with God. We have got to have a prayer life. I just came from women's prayer this morning, and just hearing the women pray collectively as a whole, as a body, it's just strong. It's just so strong. It's powerful. The prayers of the saints are so powerful. The Bible says, the prayer of a righteous man availeth much. You can overcome and conquer so much if you have a prayer life. You will be amazed on where God can take you and where God will take you through having a prayer life and having a strong prayer life. And I'm not talking about just like this patty cake prayer or, okay, I pray to God 5 minutes a day, you know, and I'm good. I'm fine. No, I'm talking about where you get down on your knees and you shut everything out, kids away, husband away, family away, brothers and sisters away, and it's just you and God, and you put your phone away, throw your phone outside of the room, and you just get lost with God. You forget about the time, and all of a sudden, when you're done in prayer, it's 30 minutes or 45 minutes or hours. Hours have gone by because you've gotten such into a deep intercessory prayer with God. That's the kind of prayer that we need, and I know that's the kind of prayer that Pastor and Sister Clark is desiring for the entire church to have. And if you can just obtain first, if nothing else, a prayer life, and God will, you'll begin to develop your walk with God in a deeper way. And he'll be able to reveal his will for you, and you'll be able to see different doors opening in your life from God that God has opened and that no man can shut just because you have built yourself a strong, strong prayer life. And then you won't feel worthless. You won't feel like you don't matter because you'll have that strong prayer life. And I'm not saying that you'll never struggle, because you will. And that's just life, and that's how we grow, is we struggle. We have to struggle. We have to go through trials. We have to walk through valleys. We have to walk through lonely times. We have to have stuff taken away from us. That is how we grow in God. And that's the only way, unfortunately, that we grow in God, is through our trials, through our valleys, through lonely times, through hard times. But if you have a strong prayer life, you will overcome. And not saying that you won't feel low and down, you will, and you may, but you'll be able to get on the other side. You'll be able to get to your mountaintop and look back and say, okay, we did that. Time for the next. When we go through our next valley, I know I can look back and say, God brought me through that one. He'll bring me through this next one. And when the next one comes around, whether it be a harder trial or whatever, you will be able to overcome just anything and everything that comes your way because you have a strong prayer life. And I love you guys. You guys mean the world to me and to my husband. And I appreciate every one of you guys in the church and those that do pray. You know, I appreciate every one of you and those that are building your prayer life. I just want to encourage to continue to build it, continue to see and challenge God. How far can you take me? Where is this going to go? If I continue, if I keep on praying, you know, not in a disrespectful way, obviously, but just keep on going and keep on walking. And that's all I have, Brother Rick.
And it was great what you had to say this morning, Sister Vanessa. And I believe I have someone on the line here who wants to say something. Sister Clark, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Yes, Sister Clark, go ahead.
Okay. Good morning, church. Sister Vanessa, I just saw you at Ladies' Prayer. And thank you, Brother Stephen, for watching Matthias so that Vanessa could come to Ladies' Prayer. That was so good, Vanessa, and we love and appreciate you and Stephen so much. And Sister Vanessa, I would love, I don't think that you have shared your testimony, have you, on your life testimony?
No,
this is something we probably need to hear, because Sister Vanessa has a powerful testimony, a testimony of rejection and a lot of childhood struggles, and but God shined on her and brought into her life Brother and Sister Aguilar as her parents, and God has been so good to her. But her testimony is lets us know how, no matter what, we can make it through life and we can be victorious and an overcomer. And that's what you are, Vanessa. And I love you and appreciate you and Stephen. And we love Matthias. God bless you, Vanessa.
God
love
bless
you.
Love you.
Okay.
Thank you, Sister Clark. Yes, thank you, Sister Clark. And thank you, Sister Vanessa, once again. In church, we hope that you could hear the genuine love and concern that Sister Vanessa Orell spoke with. She spoke as a mother. She even referenced how he knew us when we were yet in the womb, and that we were fearfully and wonderfully made. And she can speak as a mother because she is a new mother. And I wrote down this quote. At the beginning she wrote, "Everyone is important in God's kingdom," and that is the truth. And the way you're going to know that purpose that God has for you is by developing a prayer life like Sister Vanessa spoke about. With that said, why don't we just end with prayer and ask that the Lord would continue to help us, especially with everything that Sister Vanessa shared with us, that we'd get it in us. Lord Jesus, we thank you for Sister Vanessa Orell. We thank you for her message this morning, Lord Jesus, and for the reminder that every one of us are important in your kingdom. We want to do our part, Lord Jesus. Help us to develop that prayer life that we need, Lord God, so that we can know our purpose in your kingdom. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And with that said, church, we want to remind everyone to be back on this same conference call tonight. We will be having our Spanish devotion. We're going to be doing some different things tonight. So we look forward to have everyone back at 7:15 p.m. Praise God. God bless all of you. Amen.